As they advanced, there were cries of, "The woman! The woman! Strike her down! It is her plot! Kill her! Kill her!" Calling to Dejathoris to get behind me, I worked my way toward the little doorway back of the throne. But the officers realized my intentions, and three of them sprang in behind me and blocked my chances for gaining a position where I could have defended Dejathoris against any army of swordsmen. The Thaks were having their hands full in the center of the room, and I began to realize that nothing short of a miracle could save Dejathoris and myself when I saw Tars Tarkas surging through the crowd of pygmies that swarmed about him. With one swing of his mighty longsword, he laid a dozen corpses at his feet, and so he hewed a pathway before him, until, in another moment, he stood upon the platform beside me, dealing death and destruction right and left. The bravery of the Zodongans was awe-inspiring. Not one attempted to escape, and when the fighting ceased, it was because only Tharks remained alive in the great hall, other than Dejathoris and myself. Sarthon lay dead beside his father, and the corpses of the flower of Zodongan nobility and chivalry covered the floor of the bloody shambles. My first thought when the battle was over was for Kantos Khan, and leaving Dejathoris in charge of Tars Tarkas, I took a dozen warriors and hastened to the dungeons beneath the palace. The jailers had all left to join the fighters in the throne room, so we searched the labyrinthine prison without opposition. I called Kantos Khan's name aloud in each new corridor and compartment, and finally I was rewarded by hearing a faint response. Guided by the sound, we soon found him helpless in a dark recess. He was overjoyed at seeing me, and to know the meaning of the fight, faint echoes of which had reached his prison cell. He told me that the air patrol had captured him before he reached the high tower of the palace, so that he had not even seen Sarbthon. We discovered that it would be futile to attempt to cut away the bars and chains which held him prisoner, so, at his suggestion, I returned to search the bodies on the floor above for keys to open the padlocks of his cell and of his chains.